I want you to look in Proverbs 23 and look in verse 23. And the Bible said, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. And Lord, we thank you for heaven. We thank you for the home that we have. One day after a while, what a place that God you've promised for your children. And Lord, I thank you tonight that you still save old sinners. That there ain't a one tonight that couldn't come and ask you to save them. And you wouldn't, you'd do it, Lord. And I thank you for that. But Lord, it's the preaching time, and we certainly need you to come by tonight and help us. Lord, while we stand and try to preach tonight. Lord, you've given us a thought here, and I'm just going to give what you've given me. But I pray for a touch in that from heaven. And Lord, we certainly need you tonight. There may be somebody here lost, save them. Somebody needs direction or comfort. Maybe somebody just needs a little building up tonight in the Word of God. I pray they'd find it tonight in you. Help that one that's just weak in the faith tonight, and do save that sinner's nearest tale. These things in Jesus' name we do ask and pray. Amen. And amen. You can be seated tonight. As you look in Proverbs chapter 23, not only in the latter part does it deal and that with dealing with alcohol, as we preached on this morning. It talks about how that we are to watch our appetite in the first part, how we're not to be envious and that of riches, how we are to get wisdom, not to remove the old landmarks. The Bible talks about there in verse 10. Boy, folk have removed the landmarks, haven't they? Amen. And if you think about what I'm talking about tonight, listen, you know why church ain't church no more? Because folk have moved the landmarks. Amen. Boy, I've preached on that 3 or 4 times over the years. Things that we have to go by our convictions, and based on that out of the Word of God, folk have moved the landmarks. Listen, it talks about how to correct your children and how a happy mother and a happy father they'll be when they have wise children. But I want to deal with verse 23 for just a minute or two in buying the truth. The truth is the most important thing that you can have tonight in any situation. Can I tell you tonight that our government does not seem to be concerned about the truth. All they want to do is win tonight. Listen, I'm more concerned about knowing the truth and dealing with the truth than winning an election tonight. It seems like that it doesn't matter. They'll tell folk what they want to hear and what they want to know, friend, but never and that, consider the truth. Can I say tonight that the media is not concerned with the truth? We've learned that this past week. They've not concerned themselves at all and that with the truth, and not for some time. But tonight, friend, as God's people and as Christians, all we have is the truth. That's all we've got to stand on. That's all we've got to base our belief on is the truth and that of God's word tonight. Now, the word truth means a conformity to fact or reality. It's an exact accordance with what is, what was, and what shall be. I think you know what the truth is tonight. It means something that is honest and real. And so tonight, if I ask us, how true are we, and that to God, how real are we in our Christian life? But he says to buy and that the truth. So I ask number one tonight, what is the truth and that concerning our life? You know, the Bible said in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32 that he is the rock. His work is perfect. All his ways of judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Can I say that truth is an attribute of God tonight? But even greater than that, let me say this, that in John 14 and 6 that Jesus said, I am the way, the what? The truth I am the life. I in a day when men was concerned and that about their own righteousness, I had to get into heaven. And friend, I'm not basing my salvation on my righteousness, but on the righteousness of the blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. When He said, I'm the truth, He said, I'm the real thing. I'm the one that you can believe. I'm the one that you can trust. I'm the one that came from heaven, sent from the Father. I'm the one that can save you tonight. Hey, listen, if men and women would just buy the truth and sell it not, listen tonight, you cannot and that be saved without the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the truth. Men may have other ways. Men may have dreamed up other ways. But Christ Jesus the Lord is the only true way that men and women, boys and girls, get into heaven tonight. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bible said in Acts chapter 4, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. The Bible said neither is there salvation in any other. There is no other true Savior tonight outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the truth. He is real tonight. He is and that the honest Savior. He said buy the truth. Get the Savior, however you can, get Him tonight and get Him in your heart. Amen. He said, buy the truth. The truth is important tonight. You know, the truth is the only thing you don't have to prop up. Amen. You know that tonight. You have to prop up everything else because everything else is a lie. But you know the truth you don't have to prop up tonight. You know how I know Jesus is alive? Because He can take an old sinner tonight that my wife sung about that ain't nothing but an old drunk. I wasn't nothing but an old thief. I wasn't nothing but no liar. And God can take that man or that woman and save them and clean them up and make something out of them. That's how I know He's alive tonight. You know how I know He's alive? He's living inside of me. He's inside of me tonight. I know He's alive. He spoke to me too many times. He's come by my way too many times. I know I've said it here lately, and I'll say it again. There may be come dark times and dark hours when you don't think He's there, friend. But you dwell back in your mind, and you let it roll back to them times when He's come by and He's smiled on you. And friend, you'll always know He's going to come by again. Amen. But He's the truth tonight. Boy, He's the truth. You know what preachers ought to be proclaiming tonight? The truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. The truth. You know, Paul talked about more than one account, the truth of the gospel. Ain't that right? Why? Because there was men and women wanting to pervert and that the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is the truth of the gospel? It's a very simple thing tonight. That Jesus came. Amen. Do you have a problem with Jesus coming tonight? I believe that He came tonight. I believe that He's born of a virgin over there in Bethlehem of Judea out there. And you can argue when it was. But friend, it really don't matter. The fact of the matter is that He came. Amen. I don't know if He came in December. I don't know if He came in July. But friend, I know that He came. Amen. And I know that He's born of a virgin over there that was conceived in that of the Holy Spirit of God. I believe that with all hell. Say, preacher, how can you believe that? Hey, because the truth of God's Word tells me tonight. Amen. Boy, take your Bible and go to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 7 tonight. Is it Isaiah that I need to be in? I believe it is. We'll go over here and look, and if it ain't, we'll find it. Amen. Amen. I mean, what I've got scratched out, boy, just ain't going nothing like I thought it would. Amen. Listen, tonight I want you to look in Isaiah. Is it Isaiah that I want to be in? Maybe it's, I know it's Isaiah I want to be in. But Isaiah chapter 7. Let me see if I can find what I'm looking for here. And the Bible tells us over here, look in verse 14. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. You know that's only happened one time in all of mankind's history. Since the day that God made a man out of dirt. Think about that for just a second. Since the day that God made man out of dirt, there's only been one day that there was ever a woman conceived and that of the Holy Spirit. He said, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. I said, preacher, why do you believe that? Because that's the truth.
Amen, brother.
Amen. That book I got sitting in front of me is the truth tonight. When you and I can believe, just as sure as Jesus saved you tonight, you and I can believe what's in front of us. Amen. Thank God for a book that's real tonight. The King James Bible, thank God for it. Listen, men need to preach the truth of the gospel. He came. Listen, he came. And when he came, my wife was telling me what they taught in Titus's class this morning. Talking about how that he came and healed that blind man. And not only healed that blind man, but he took some dirt and he spit on it. And he mixed it up and put it on his eyes. You ever consider, I asked my wife, I said, you ever think about why he done that? She said, yeah. Said, the boy probably didn't have no eyes. Think about that for just a second. I said, how'd you learn that? She said, I've heard you preach that before. Well, that's good. She's been listening. Amen. Amen. You ever think about that? Why he spit on dirt and put it on that fellow? Why dirt? What are we made out of? We're made out of dirt. Only God can take dirt and fix what's wrong with us tonight. Ain't that something? We got to have all kinds of pills and everything else, but God can just take dirt and fix us with dirt tonight. Now, I don't know whether that boy had eyes or not, but I know this tonight that when he came, friend, he done more than anybody else had ever done, friend, in the whole world to prove that he was the Christ. There was a lot of people wanted to say that they were the Christ, but he proved that he was the Christ. Listen, the blind could see. Lepers were cleansed. The deaf could hear. The gospel was preached to the poor. The Bible said that the dead were raised. Listen, there was never a funeral that he met where it got finished up. Think about that for just a second. Boy, when Jesus got in the presence over there, boy, I tell you, when he gets in the presence of things, I'm telling you, it makes all the difference in the world. I always think about that mama coming through the city over there in the city of Nain. I always think about her. She's got her only son laid up here in the casket. And you know she's heartbroken. I don't know how long her boy had been sick. I don't know if he'd been sick. I don't know. But I know that if any mama that has to bury her child, that's hard on them. Listen, my grandmother, when my oldest uncle was in his 70s, he died of a heart attack. My grandmother was still alive. His mama was still alive. And she said that's the hardest thing that she ever had to do was bury one of her children. Think about that for a minute. So here comes that woman of Nain with the funeral procession coming down the road. And here comes the truth.
Yeah.
And he just reaches up and touches that bier, the Bible said, and that boy got out of there. Ain't that something? Think about Jairus' little daughter over there for just a minute. Think about her. Think about how heartbroken her daddy was. Well, because when he came to Jesus, she was still alive. Ain't that right? He said, come and heal my daughter because she layeth at the point of death. And so as he's going with her, that woman that had the issue of blood reaches out and touches the hem of his garment. She's made whole and slows him down. And then when they begin to go again, they come and they find Jairus and bother the master no more. For thy little daughter is dead. And as soon as Jesus heard that, he said, fear not, only believe. Why could he believe? Because Jesus was the truth. Nobody else could do what Jesus could do. And he goes in there and runs everybody out and takes Peter, and was it Peter and John, I believe. Peter and James, I can't remember which two of them boys he took in there with him. And there they are. And he pats her on the hand and says, daughter, arise. And she gets up, amen. And then, of course, Lazarus come out of the grave. He's the truth. By his actions, he was the truth. But you know, there was a day that they took him and they hung him up. Now, I'm talking about preaching the truth of the gospel. Okay, don't let me lose you now. Listen, there was a day that they took him and they tried him and they hung him up. And he died. I believe that. You tell me a story that they killed a man, I can believe that. But you know, to believe that they took a man and they hung him up and they didn't have to force him to go. You know, the Bible said in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, for the joy that was set before him. Friend, I don't think Jesus enjoyed it, but I'm going to tell you tonight, I do believe there was joy in it for him. Why? Because the truth says so. You do realize this book is true tonight. You realize that Jesus went to Calvary because of me and you tonight. Now, I'm talking about the truth, okay? I'm talking about the truth. He went to Calvary and died for me and you, preaching the truth of the gospel. But you know what else? Not only did he die. And what's amazing about that death over there is he decided when he was going to die. So how do you know that, preacher? Because the Bible said he bowed his head and then he gave up the ghost. You know what me and you do? Me and you'll give up the ghost and then our head will bow on us. But see, he bowed his head. He was in control the whole time. As he hung on Calvary and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Listen, friend, what love that he had for us. And then they took him and put him in a borrowed tomb. And I know that he ascended or descended into the lower parts and that of the earth and took our place in hell and went to paradise and preached to the spirits that were in prison. And I know that on the third day, he got up. So how do you know that, preacher? Because the truth tells me so. You realize if we didn't have this book, we wouldn't have nothing tonight. Think about it. What would you believe tonight if you didn't have this book? What would you know tonight if you didn't believe? Say, preacher, you would tell me. I wouldn't tell you nothing without this book tonight. We have nothing to believe. We have nothing to trust. We have nothing to lean on without this book tonight. But men need to preach the truth of the gospel. People need to believe the truth of the gospel tonight. Well, he'll save sinners. We do need to preach the truth of the gospel. I thought of a story that a fellow that I used to work with. He worked road construction for a while. And he said, as I was working road construction, he said, we always had a group of boys that was on the other end of the road up there working. I don't know what they were doing, but he said every day they would come flying back by us and stir all that dust up and get us dirty right at quitting time. And he said they had opened the road up where them boys would come through. They was working on a bridge and they had opened it up and they sent me down there to flag. He said, because they knew them boys was going to be coming. And he said, they sent me down there to flag and warn them that the road was opened up. And he said, when they come blowing by, they laughed as they went by trying to get me dusty and dirty, and said they never slowed down one time. And he said, you know where this story's headed, don't you? The car slid right off into the hole that they had dug. Can I tell you, if we don't warn people about the truth, need to warn them of the truth, they're going to end up in the ditch, friend. You may not be able to make them slow down. You may not be able to keep them from life and what you're trying to tell them, but you need to be out there waving the flag, waving the banner. The Bible talks about in the book of Psalms over there, the banner of the truth. We need to be waving it tonight and letting folk know what's going to happen to them if they don't get saved. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you're unsaved, you'll die and go to hell without him tonight. But boy, thank God for salvation. He said, buy the truth and sell it not. You need the truth tonight, the truth of hope, the truth of heaven. Thank God for that tonight. Listen, men just need to preach and that the truth. Mom and daddies need to tell the truth and that to their children tonight. Can I tell you, mom and dads, tonight I'll preach to your children just like I've preached to you. But friend, you've got them a lot longer than I have through the week. You need to tell them Jesus loves them. Jesus will save them and he'll keep them out of hell. Amen. I'm glad I've got the word of truth in front of me. There's a lot of people that have sold the truth. Sold the truth. The Bible said in John 17, 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So we know tonight that this book that I've got, you do believe that the King James Bible is the inerrant, infallible word of God, don't you? Amen. That'll be good enough. Listen tonight, I believe it's perfect. How do you say, preacher? Why do you believe it's perfect? One, God promised to preserve His Word. Psalms chapter 12. All you got to do is go over and read it. God promised to preserve His Word. Listen, I've tried this book and I have found it to be true. Do you know that I've never found it wrong? I was talking to my dad the other day and we were talking about Scripture and he was talking about a preacher that he knew that liked to correct the Word of God. And listen, if I ever corrected you, run me off. Amen. I said, preacher, what are you talking about right there? And then run me off. But listen, tonight, we were talking about, I said, listen, Daddy, I said, let me tell you about the importance of God's Word. A lot of people think that God's Word is just a book. Or that God's Word is just something that, let me see, they don't take it serious a lot of times. But if you go over, is it Psalms chapter 138? I believe it is. The Bible tells us over there that He esteems His Word above His very name. Now listen, y'all have heard me say this before. The Bible said that God would not hold a man guiltless that took His name in vain. God thinks a lot about His name. God holds His name high tonight. But you know one thing higher that He holds than His name? His Word. God thinks a lot of His Word tonight. And He's never told a lie tonight. Listen, it is the Word of God that me and you need tonight, that we need to believe. Say, preacher, how do you know that the book's true? The Bible, first of all, it said it's true. I've tried it and I've found it to be true. You ever tried the Word of God? Try it. Try it and come to find out that it's true. 2 Samuel chapter 7, David was wanting to build God a house over there. And God's telling him that he can't, but he wanted to. But God told him he couldn't because he was a bloody man. And in 2 Samuel chapter 7, and now, O Lord God, thou art that God, and thy words be true. David said, your words are true, Lord. Your words are true. Psalms chapter 33, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. This book is right. Listen, can I tell you that there are times that I struggle to read this book? I'm going to be honest with you. My old flesh will rire up and it'll want to do something else. Does yours do that? Sometimes mine will want to go to bed. Huh? You'll go all day. Say, preacher, you got all day. Some days I got all day. Sometimes I ain't got all day. There are some days that when my feet hit the floor, I'm running. And by the time I slow down, it's time to go to bed. You know what I have found? I have found that I have not took time to read my Bible. And you know what I have to do a lot of times? I'll apologize to God and I'll say, Lord, I didn't give you my best in reading your word today, nor in praying. You know why we were to give it our best in this book? Because this is the only book tonight that is true. This is the only one that, listen friend, I know there are other books that are wrote that are true tonight, but this book is always true. It never changes. And you know what? Think about this for just a second. Think about this. It goes all the way back to the creation of mankind from the time that man was created. And why folk have a problem with creation, I ain't yet figured out. But from creation all the way till now, and it prophesies of what's going to happen all the way to the end, it is still relevant for today. Still relevant for today. Get the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Apply the Word of God. Meditate on the Word of God. What did he say about blessed is the man that standeth not in the counsel of the ungodly? What did he say about the righteous man over there in Psalms chapter 1 and verse 2? But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. You ever think about that? It's this book. Why do you think God told us to preach the book, fellas? What was it? 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2. He said, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke. Exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Where do we get doctrine from? Amen. Doctrine is that which is taught. We're either going to teach what we believe, we're going to teach what we think, or we're going to teach the book. I go for the latter. Amen. He says, Proverbs chapter 23, buy the truth. Buy the truth. Now, I've talked about what is the truth. Why do we buy the truth? You know, when you buy something, it has value to it. Has value to it. Don't Jesus Christ the Savior have value tonight? He's got value to sinners. Oh, He does. The only one that can save them is Jesus Christ. He's the only one. He's the one that keeps them out of hell, keeps us out of hell. He's the one that gave us heaven. That Brother Dewey sung about tonight. Listen, some call it paradise. Hey, I'm glad I call it home tonight. It's where I'm going to tonight. Hey, it's worth something tonight. There is value in the Lord Jesus Christ. I love it. There's value in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because there's grace in that to the believer tonight. Ain't that right? Let that soak in. Let me say that again. There's value in the Lord Jesus Christ because there's grace to the believer. The Apostle Paul said what? He said, my grace is sufficient. I have found that to be true too. I love grace. Grace. I'm glad I ain't trying to work something up. I'm depending on grace. Got saved by grace. I'm kept by grace. I'm living by grace. And I'll die by grace. One day after a while. There's grace to come to help in a time of need. Why do you think He told us over there in the book of Hebrews that we can come to the throne of grace and find mercy and grace to help in a time of need? Gave you the greatest friend that you'll ever have. I believe I quoted this morning, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, casting all you care upon Him, for He careth for you. Why do we have to buy it? Why does He say buy it? Because there's value to it. It's precious. He is precious tonight. This book is, you know that this book is just Jesus in written form, don't you? I mean, for all Scripture is given by what? Inspiration of God. God breathed on this book tonight. God breathed into it, made it alive. He said, preacher, you talk like that book is something special. Yes, it is. I've never read any other book like this book. I'm telling you, there are times, you know, there are times that I've read it and it's not meant nothing to me. And shame on me. But you know that there's times that I've read this book and God has illuminated me and enlighten my eyes. And man, I'm telling you, it's just like we got hooked up to heaven. And boy, God was just showing some things in there. Listen, he said, buy the truth. Buy the truth. There's value to it tonight. You know, when you buy something, it costs you something. Do you know to come and get saved? You know, come and get saved, it costs Jesus everything. It cost Him heaven. It cost Him His life. It cost him. Let me see how I can put this. I'm trying to think about this. It cost Him His humility. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm saying they mocked Him and spit on Him. Huh? How many of us would have done that? How many of us would have went through all that for somebody like us? Think about that for just a second. Huh? The truth, it cost. It cost. He said, by the truth, it cost. Hey, listen, it cost us to come to Christ. It cost us, didn't it, tonight? Hey, the Lord Jesus said over Luke chapter 9 and verse 23, He said, if any man will come after me, He said, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Hey, it cost us in the fact of crucifying ourselves. Amen. We had to give up our pride to get saved. It cost us. You're going to believe this book tonight, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you. There's folk out there that could care less about a King James Bible. Whatever you want to carry, you carry. Whatever you want to do, that's fine. There's folk tonight that they say this part belongs there and this part don't. You know my biggest problem with that tonight is who gets to make that decision? I had that conversation with somebody else the other day. I said, you know, it's no different than in 1 Samuel chapter 15 when Saul was king. And God sent them down there to kill all the Amalekites down there. And they come back with the oxen and the sheep and come back with King Achak. And then they destroyed everything else that was utterly refused, the Bible said. Who got to make that decision? God said, go down there and kill them all. But yet they brought some back, and yet they left some down there. Well, who got to make that decision? See, what I'm saying is, who gets to make the decision of what's cut out of this book and what's left in here? God gave us a book for a reason tonight. Listen tonight, it's valuable and it's precious. And it costs, can I tell you that it costs men and women their life to get it to us tonight? I want you to take your Bible and go to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. I ain't dealt with this part of the scripture when preaching out of Hebrews chapter 11. And I've still got a little more to go out of that chapter, by the way. But in Hebrews chapter 11, as we come down to the very end, in verse 36. And he said, and others had trial of cruel mockings and scourging, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sown asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having attained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. What are you talking about right there? If you go back and you read about the wall of sins and all those that was through the trials of the Roman Catholic Church, when the Roman Catholic Church afflicted and that what was left of the true church, you'll find that they chased them by their blood. They hid out in caves. I read that because this right here makes me think so much about them over here. How they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins and that they were destitute and afflicted and tormented. There was men and women that done the exact same thing so that me and you could have the truth of this book tonight. Go study your history tonight. It cost them something. Cost them their life. There was men and women went to the stake of the Roman Catholic Church and was burned alive, pulled and quartered by horses, wasted away in prison, friend, because they simply believed and preached the truth of God's Word. But then he said this in the book of Proverbs chapter 23. He said, buy the truth and sell it not. You know, when you sell something, you took a price for it. There's nothing I'm going to sell out for. Can you think of anything tonight that is worth in selling out the Lord Jesus Christ over? Giving your, and you can't give your salvation up. Once you got saved, you can't get unsaved. But listen tonight, friend, there is nothing that I want to sell out and start changing my preaching for. Hey, the Bible said if we preach any other gospel, Paul said let him be accursed. I mean, even if I wasn't going to be accursed, I wouldn't want to preach anything else. There ain't nothing else that'll help men and women, boys and girls, and that get into heaven. Preacher, is salvation really that simple? It's really that simple. All you got to do is trust that Jesus came, died, was buried, and rose again, knowing that you're lost, and ask Him to save you, and He'll save you. Some people are selling out. Preachers are selling out. Men and women are selling out. You know that people are selling their church out tonight? Do you know their church is not even meeting tonight? Got too many worldly things to do than to come to church. Some of y'all can remember a time that church was full on Sunday night, just as full as it was on Sunday morning. Some of you can remember when folk enjoyed to come to church on Wednesday night. And boy, I tell you, if you wasn't here this past Wednesday night, we had a time in here this past Wednesday night. These men selling out, and that the gospel. They're selling out the truth of God's Word for a better position, for a bigger paycheck. They're just selling out. Selling out. Folk are selling out for an easier way. You know, there is a lot of church people. I'm being very careful using the word a lot. that, you know, last week they would have agreed with me what I preached this morning, or what I preached last week. But now they some church people that would have got plumb hostile this morning by what I preached. You'd be amazed who's got liquor and beer sitting in their house and go to church. I'm just saying, friend. Boy, it got quiet. Start preaching on liquor and beer again. It gets real quiet. He said, buy the truth and sell it not. There is no price worth selling out the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no price worth selling out this book tonight. None at all. He said, buy the truth. He said, buy the truth and sell it not. I want you to take your Bible tonight and go over the book of Isaiah chapter 59. I'm getting ready to close. Not preaching near as long as I did this morning, I don't think. Isaiah chapter 59. I want you to look. I believe that's where I want to be. Is it Isaiah 59? Let me make sure. Let me back up here. Make sure. Well, maybe it ain't where I want to be. There is a time in Scripture. There is a time in Scripture where it talks about that that the truth has fell in the street. And there was none there to collect it. Let me tell you what's happening. The truth is falling in the street tonight. It's falling in the street. Nobody's seen. Do you realize tonight that as an independent, fundamental, King James Bible believing Baptist church, that we are in the minority? It didn't used to be that way. When I was a kid, I don't believe it was that way when I was growing up. But do you realize that over the past 30 years, 35 years, that old time, and I think most of y'all know what I'm about to say right here, that old time religion has become a thing of the way, by the wayside. Why? Folk have sold out the truth for something easier. Sold out, and I ain't even talked about convictions and separation tonight. Folk have sold out convictions and separation tonight. Simply because it's easier. Thank you. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth so far off. For truth, I did need to be there, didn't I? For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. He said, the truth has fallen in the street. That's where we're at. That's where we're at tonight. Listen, it's failing the street. Nobody cares. Psalms chapter 60, as I close. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. You know what folk need to know tonight? Truth. Truth is the only thing to help folk. They need to know that they're sinners. They need to know that Jesus died for them. They need to know that after they get saved, there's a book. Hey, listen, even before they get saved, they need to hear that there's a book right here that tells them how they can get saved. The truth is what matters tonight. Let's bow our heads across the house. Let's give us a verse of invitation, men, if we would tonight. How much truth are we putting out? You know, all that matters is the truth. Who I am does not matter. Who you are does not matter. But are we putting out the truth of the gospel tonight? Is this church putting out the truth of the gospel? Are we putting out the truth of the gospel? Are we living by the true book tonight, by the true word of God? Do we believe in the true word of God tonight? The truth. He said, buy the truth. Buy the truth and sell it not. Remain faithful to the truth tonight. Listen, God, listen, that's all we've got is the truth. All we've got the truth. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. We thank you. Lord, we couldn't focus enough on the truth tonight. What's real, what's honest. And Lord, we just ask and pray that there may be some folk that was pondering about the truth tonight. Lord, we don't know what's in folks' hearts, but you certainly do. Lord, maybe some folk just needed some encouragement. Maybe somebody's never been saved tonight. Maybe they've never come to a place and that of repentance. They've never, never come to the truth of salvation. I pray they'll come and get saved tonight. Just help the one that might have a need and help during this invitation. Lord, save that sinner that's near his tail now. For these things in Jesus' name, we do ask and pray. Amen.